Kyle Chisholm, heat race, or I should say qualifying specialist.
Yes.
You had pure raw speed today, which doesn't happen, for reals, why and what happened, and you're from Florida and we're in Arizona. It was really weird to see you, like, top 10 in qualifying.
Yeah, qualifier now. We have a qualifier guy.
Yeah, you're Sexton. You're same guy.
Yeah. We're getting close. I'll probably beat him next weekend.
Right.
Well, I always like this track. I don't know. I think the bigger stadium, more open, you kind of get going. The dirt, honestly, I kind of like it because to me it's I get a good read on it, I guess. It's more consistent. You kind of just know it's going to be kind of slick.
Yeah.
Where, like, Seattle, I struggled. It was, like, tacky and then hard and then rutted and then not rutted. We're here. I've always been pretty comfortable on this one. But the week off did me good. No excuses, but when I crashed before Daytona, bailing on a triple is never good.
Yeah.
Can't believe I'm okay still. But I hit my head, yeah, which is why I didn't race Daytona. And just honestly felt like it took me a couple weeks to kind of get back to normal.
And a week of doing nothing, maybe?
Yeah. That. And then so the week off was good. After Seattle, me and Kenny rode outdoors that next week, a couple days. That was nice just to switch up. We've been riding Supercross for 7 months now, whatever, since World Supercross. It was good just to switch it up, go fast again on a track. And then this week, we rode a couple days, and I had a plan with Matt, our suspension guy, to just struggle with my fork setting. Just being kind of, like, hold up was good, like, on big stuff, but just too stiff and rigid on, like, little stuff, like cornering. So we had a plan, and then we come to the track this week over the weekend. We come to the track this week, Tuesday. He's like, I think we're just going to adjust my fork because I really didn't want to make a big change. He's like, I made a whole new fork, completely different. And I'm like, I don't want to open that can of worms.
Yeah.
Put it on. We probably had the thing off like 10 times between Tuesday and Wednesday this week, just messing with it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think it might be pretty good. So we tried it on press. It felt pretty good. And then, man, first practice today, it felt good.
Yeah.
The bike finally felt like I could race the track and not just make it around the track. So,
found it on the 94's bike or no?
Not yet. So we did it, and he's pretty happy.
Yeah.
So it might be tough to get him to switch at this point just in the season.
Yep.
But it is something that even Matt thinks will be give us a bigger window to get some comfort.
So really, it was a little bit of that change that helped. Oh, yeah.
That was the biggest thing for me, honestly. It allowed me to be comfortable to push it and actually race the track, which, like I said, we joke all the time. Like, I can do a fast lap, but when I come to the race and you have 20 minutes on the track total, you know, whatever, 30 minutes on the track, and you've got to put a fast lap in, you got to be comfortable. And sometimes I'm not gelling or whatever, and I'm a little too conservative, right? But I was just super comfortable with the bike and felt good on it. So,
it was a good night for you, for sure. Yeah. It was, like, maybe your best one of the year.
Yeah, no, for sure it was. Like you said, I was right around top 10 both qualifiers. My starts in the first two, are we calling them gangbangs, whatever they are? I don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah. The first two races, they sucked. My starts were terrible. So I had to come from the back. I went like 14-12. And then me, Shane, and I think Justin Hill were tied going to the last one for like 11, 12, and 13. And finally ripped a good start in that one and rode good and up 10th. So it was good.
Yeah, and Shane was better too. Shane was behind you in one of the ones, so he rode better too. It was a good night for the team. Yeah,
good night. We're all right around top 10. Me and him were on top 10, and Kenny was like top 5, whatever. So, yeah, looking forward to Atlanta too. I like the speedway tracks.
Yeah.
I know you're a big fan of the speedway races. So.
No, I don't mind them. I just can't see shit, I know, but I don't like them.
It sucks watching. Yeah, it's so big.
All right, cool. Thanks, Chis.
Yeah, thank you.